Good morning. In Parshas Chayisara, there are many beautiful ideas and many beautiful themes. Of course, there's the incredible compassion and chesed of Avram Avinu going ahead and purchasing, making the first formal acquisition in Eretz Yisrael. And that first acquisition is a burial plot for his beloved wife, Sarah. And the Torah tells us that after Avram Avinu feels that he's given that sufficient kavod acharon, that sufficient final act of dignity, that act of respect to his beloved spouse, the Torah introduces the next section of the Torah, which is the episode of finding a suitable spouse for Yitzchak Avinu. But the Torah introduces this new section with a fascinating phrase. The Torah says, this is in Perek Chaf Dalet, chapter 24, Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Va'Avraham zakein ba bayamim, v'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakol. And Avraham Avinu was old, advanced in days, and God blessed Avraham with everything. And the commentaries ask the same basic question. What does it mean that Hashem blessed Avraham with everything? And the commentaries go in all different directions. Some explain that quite literally it means that Avraham Avinu was blessed with incredible wealth. Avraham Avinu had materialistically everything he could have possibly desired. He had a fulfilling marriage, which now had unfortunately come to an end. He had brought us into this world a son who was going to perpetuate his spiritual legacy. He was now going to begin to build the next generation. And yes, he was material wealthy as well. See, he had everything. Others explain that Bakol, in fact, means shalom. It means peace. That Avraham Avinu had a very turbulent life until this point in time, and now finally, things had subsided. Life was quiet. Avraham's golden years were going to be infused with a sense of shalom, a sense of life tranquility that had escaped him really until this point. But the great Hasidic master of Lady Yitzchak of Berdichev, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, brings down an incredible insight, and the Rebbe writes, V'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakol. What does it mean that God blessed Avram with everything? Ki yesh tzaddik asher kol mevukashaso b'shvil haklal. There are some righteous people who they live and they breathe the klal. They live and they breathe for the greater good. They don't live their lives for themselves, but they transcend the self to such a degree that their entire focus is on the other. V'yesh tzaddik asher mevukashaso al atzmo. And there are other righteous people who, again, are also exceptionally righteous, but their focus is more on personal piety. Their focus is more on the building of the self. Two different forms, two different frameworks of righteousness. There's righteousness that is totally self-transcendent, and the righteous individual lives life with a focus on the other. And there's the other righteous individual whose life focuses his spiritual resources inwards in order to build a better self. The Avraham. Avraham Avinu was the type of tzaddik whose entire focus was on the other. And this we see clearly through the entirety of his life. Avraham Avinu spends his life trying to influence. Avraham Avinu spends his life trying to better the spiritual and even the material plight of the other. Vayita Ishel. Avraham Avinu, how did he come close to people? He set up an inn, and in that inn, he would feed them, he would give them to drink, he would take care of them, he would serve them. We see how Avraham Avinu took care of the three men, quote unquote, that showed up at his doorstep even before he knew that they were angels. He cared for them. He loved them. He took them in. He took care of them. He sought to hit their needs. Avraham Avinu was the type of individual who transcended the self and felt that he had a life of service not just to God, but of service to the other. Therefore, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, V'zehu V'Hashem beirach es Avraham. This is what it means when it says that Hashem blessed Avraham, kilomar im Avraham bakol, ki es hu kimo im. And the Rebbe makes an amazing observation. The Rebbe says that in biblical Hebrew, the word es, normally we would translate Hashem beirach es Avraham and Hashem blessed Avraham. We don't really translate the word es, but es could also mean im, with, which means then if you read the pasuk that way, it would mean that Hashem blessed together with Avraham Bakol. What does that mean? Beirach Hashem oso Bakol kasher haya mevukashaso. Ki eshu kimo am. So beautifully, kimo im. Beautifully, the Rebbe says that what it means is Vashem beirach im Avraham Bakol. That when God blessed Avraham, he also blessed Bakol means with everyone else. that when Hashem showered blessing upon Avraham, he also showered blessing on those who were around Avraham. Had Avraham Avinu just received personal blessing, that would not have given him happiness. Because to enjoy blessing while the other is deficient, to enjoy blessing while the other is suffering, to enjoy blessing while the other is having hard times, that's not blessing for Avraham Avinu. For Avraham Avinu, true blessing only came if others could share in it as well. And says the Rebbe, that's the meaning. Bakol ki es hu kimoim beirach Hashem oso bakol kasher hayam evukashaso. You know what was the actualization of all Abrahamic blessing, of all the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram, when God showered blessing not just on Avraham, but Bakol, with everyone around Avraham as well. When Avram in his older years saw that he was enjoying life, and those around him were enjoying life as well, because they too were the beneficiaries of Abrahamic blessing, that was the greatest blessing that God could have showered upon Avram Avinu. Vashem Beirach Im Avraham Bakol. When God blessed Avraham, he blessed everyone else. And for Avraham Avinu, this gave him a sense of life completion. And what a beautiful and meaningful lesson this is for us. So often we become a little bit too self-centered, a little bit too self-focused. We have a lot to do, a lot to accomplish, and a lot of needs. And sometimes when we see others who have something that we so desperately yearn or pine for, we become a little bit jealous, we become a little bit depressed, we begrudge the fact that they have this life bracha. And perhaps our job is to become a little bit more Abrahamic, and not only to not begrudge the other when they have some type of life blessing, but to feel the joy when other is enjoying life, to feel the joy when another has been given blessing, to feel the joy when another is experiencing some type of life bracha is truly Abrahamic. To live a life in which my simcha is deficient, my simcha, my life happiness cannot be complete while the other is in a state of disrepair, this is the highest level of human achievement. To be so synced with another, that my joy is their joy, that their joy is my joy, that my joy cannot be complete, unless, of course, I do whatever I can to gladden the heart of the other. This is truly an actualization of the Abrahamic values that lie deep within each of us. And halavai, we should be privileged to actualize them in the coming days and in the coming years. Have a wonderful Shabbos.